It's one of those odd situations because, you know me, I believe in expository preaching. In other words, preaching a passage. But every now and then you run across a verse that has so much in it that the verse itself is its own passage, its own message. And so we're going to focus on that verse tonight, which is Isaiah 64:6, because it has so much to say. And that verse says, "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." So I've entitled the message, "Filthy Rags." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for your will in our service tonight, that the Holy Spirit would be in control and open our hearts, Lord, to the truth of your word, and you would use it in our lives to change and grow us. We thank you for your word. May you be pleased in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, you probably noticed just in one verse the occurrence of the word "all." 3 times the word "all" shows up. And that's because we're all unclean. And it says we all do fade as a leaf, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. So just think about those 3 alls as we walk through this verse together. But he starts off saying we are all as an unclean thing. All of us. Let's look at some scriptures in Psalms and Romans, and then I just want to share some passages with you. So go to Psalm 14, verse 3, which again, watch out for the word "all" or "every" in these verses, because this is the first point of the gospel. When we present the gospel to the lost, what's the first point? All have sinned. Right? Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. Notice Psalm 14, verse 3. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. That is an Old Testament truth. It's a New Testament truth. This truth that we are all sinners, that we're all unclean. Romans 3:10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." So every single human being is a sinner, is unclean, which again demands the need for redemption through Jesus Christ. But all of us are unclean. And I don't want to take time to have to turn to every passage, but there are 7 passages in Scripture that reveal in a summary form just how unclean we are. And I'm just going to read those. I'll tell you the passages. If you're taking notes, you can write them down. But I just want to give you a sense of how bad it really is. Because when we see this word "unclean," we think, well, what does that mean to be unclean? What does that mean to be a sinner? In these passages, these are all New Testament passages that talk about us. Okay? So I'm going to start in Mark chapter 7, 21 and 22. Here's what it says. "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness." Now I'm going to read out of Romans chapter 1, 29 to 31. Here's what it says. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful." Now I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 and 10. "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now I'm going to read in Galatians 5, 19 to 21. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like." 1 Timothy 1, 9 through 10. "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers and fathers or murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that's contrary to sound doctrine." 2 Timothy 3, 2 to 4. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. And then Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I just read all that so that we could just get a sense of what God is saying here, that we are all as an unclean thing. And this is God's, these passages are just a few of the passages that describe God's perspective on man. We're pretty bad, aren't we? And that's the point, is we're bad. We're sinners. We're wicked. We don't deserve heaven. We deserve hell. And again, when we share the gospel with the lost, that's where we always begin. Man is a sinner. Every single person is a sinner. And because of their sin, they deserve to be punished for their sin. They deserve the payment for their sin, which of course the wages of sin is death. So God goes on to say, back in our verse this evening, Isaiah 64:6, the Bible says, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Now there's two aspects to this, the righteousnesses. Number one, there's the unsaved person who's trying to earn heaven through his works. And we all know people like that, don't we? That believe they're going to go to heaven because of what they do or who they are. We know that you're only going to go to heaven because of Jesus. Amen? But there are many people out there that the devil has deceived in believing that they can somehow earn a place in heaven if they'll just do enough good works, that they somehow negate all of this wickedness and sin that we see that's in our lives. But it doesn't work that way. If we're a sinner, we're a sinner. And righteousness doesn't change the fact that we're a sinner. So that's the first aspect of this, is people trying to earn heaven through their righteousness. And if you go to Romans chapter 10, verse 3, God describes these people and says that they are essentially ignorant of God's righteousness. That they are willfully ignorant of the fact that they cannot earn heaven through their works. Notice Romans 10:3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. The word righteousness three times in that verse. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. What is God saying in this verse? First of all, they're ignorant of God's righteousness. In other words, if you have a true understanding, if you can truly understand in your soul about the holiness and the righteousness of God, then you will understand that you have no hope of ever measuring up. Ignorant of God's righteousness. Because anyone who believes they can earn heaven is ignorant of God's righteousness. They don't understand that doing a few good works doesn't make you worthy to be in the presence of a holy God. That takes some supernatural help. So they're ignorant. And so what do? It says they go about to establish their own righteousness. Hence, people trying to earn heaven or earn the kingdom or whatever. Most of the cults, this is what they teach, that you can earn heaven or you can earn a planet or you can earn the kingdom by doing stuff. And the only thing that we can earn is hell, because the wages of sin is death. So that's the first aspect, is that people need, as it says at the end of verse Romans 10:3, they need to submit themselves unto the righteousness of God and realize that their own righteousnesses are as filthy rags. So that's the one aspect of that passage. But the other aspect, I believe, speaks to Christians. And here's what the devil does. A lot of times, after a person's been saved a while, the devil begins to whisper in that person's ear, and they decide they want to be a Pharisee. Now, they don't say, I want to be a Pharisee, but they decide they want to be a Pharisee. And a Pharisee is someone who then begins to measure other Christians by their own measurement system, if you will. That's what the Pharisees had done. They had taken the Word of God and they'd come up with their own measurement system that was outside of the Word of God, as Jesus said, making the commandments of God of none effect through your own commandments in Matthew 15:9. So they say, well, the Bible says this, so I'm going to take that and I'm going to make me a list. And now this list is going to become my measurement system. And the people that measure up to the list, those are spiritual. And the people that don't measure up to my list, those are not spiritual. And so Jesus came on the scene and his disciples went out and started eating some corn without washing their hands first. They said, how dare you allow your disciples to eat without washing their hands? Guess what? That's not in the Bible. But it was on their list. That's just one example. And this went on and on and on. They just kept challenging Jesus about their list. But what if Christians aren't careful, the devil will trick you into making a list. The Bible says, measuring themselves among themselves, they're not wise. Never are we told to measure ourselves by other Christians. We're only told to measure ourselves against Jesus. And we never measure up. Amen? And so the other aspect is when Christians start believing that they're better Christians than other Christians. In other words, that their righteousnesses are somehow special. That they do certain things and don't do certain things, which makes them better than other Christians who don't do the certain things and who do the certain things. And so now they're measuring themselves among themselves and starting to believe that they're actually a better Christian. But there's no such thing as a better Christian. From a doctrinal point of view, we're all in equal standing in Jesus Christ. And we're all going to heaven. And we all get to spend forever in heaven with each other. Amen? We're going to spend forever in heaven with those people that we look down on because they didn't measure up to our list. Because they're born again too. And they're going to show up in heaven 100% righteous in Jesus Christ just like we are. Isn't that amazing how that works? How the devil takes pride and sneaks it into a Christian's life and they turn into a Pharisee without even realizing it. Measuring themselves among themselves, they're not wise. And that's why our perspective should always be my righteousnesses are like filthy rags when they're compared to what Jesus is and what Jesus did. Now that's not saying we shouldn't try to serve Christ and do our best for Christ, but our motive should never be to measure up. Our motive should be, I love Him. And I'm so grateful that He saved me from hell that I want to serve Him. Not, I want to earn something. Because you can't earn heaven. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. We can't earn heaven. We all believe that or we wouldn't be Christians. Heaven is a gift. Salvation is a gift. But how many Christians then begin to get deceived and allowing pride into their Christianity and begin to believe that they're a superior Christian? Well, believe it or not, in God's program, there's no such thing. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. We are 100% accepted for heaven in the Beloved, in Jesus. And God is going to say, welcome home to every believer, no matter what denomination they are, no matter how often they went to church, no matter how many lists they made, no matter how many lists they failed, we're all going to heaven because we're all 100% accepted in the Beloved. So it's all about perspective, isn't it? It's not saying that it's a sin to do right. We're commanded to do right. The Bible says we're created unto good works in Ephesians 2:10. God wants us to serve Him. God wants us to do right things for Him. But He never wants us to have a perspective that those things are somehow special or earn us some sort of special favor with God. We all have special favor with God. Not because of our works, but because of Jesus. You understand the difference? We're accepted in the Beloved. So those are both aspects of that passage, that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The unsaved, you can't earn heaven. The saved, never believe that you're superior to others or that you're somehow special. The Bible says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Our perspective should always be that I'm one step away from falling. I need to stay close to Jesus. I'm a sinner, saved by grace. And I'm not going to compare myself to other Christians, because that's not scriptural. I'm only going to compare myself to Jesus. So the next phrase in Isaiah 64:6 is, "And we all do fade as a leaf." Now this ties in with the other phrase about our righteousness being as filthy rags. What God is saying is that in His perspective of eternity and eternity, as it says in Micah 5:2, "From everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God." In that perspective, we are like a leaf. How long does a leaf last after it falls out of the tree and lands on the ground? Not very long. God says, that's us. We fade as a leaf. We're just a blip. And we need to keep that perspective. God loves us infinitely. As He says in Jeremiah 31, "Lo, I've loved thee with an everlasting love." Praise God. He loves us. But He doesn't love us because our lives are so special. He loves us because God is love and He loves His creation. But He doesn't look down and say, "Oh, the 90 years that you're going to spend on earth are just such amazing years that I'm going to bring you to heaven." God doesn't look at it that way. No, He looks at us like, that's another soul that I love that my Son died for and rose again for. And I want to bring to glory to spend eternity with me. That needs to be our perspective. If you go to Psalm 39, the Bible explains it in a kind of a different way, but it's the same. Psalm 39, verse 5, that we all do fade as a leaf. Notice the Bible says, Psalm 39:5, "Behold, Thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before Thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." At his best state, not his worst state, his best state is altogether vanity. Who's writing this? God. God's trying to get this point across. We're not going to heaven because we earned it. Amen? And we're not going to receive God's blessings because we're so special. We're going to heaven because God gave it to us on behalf of His Son. And God's going to bless us because God's a great Father. Not because we're so special. Because if we received the punishment that we deserve day by day, based on the sins that we commit day by day, then we wouldn't get any blessings. It'd just be days and days of punishment. Every day, that's all. Every day we'd wake up and say, "Oh, there's another smack. Oh, there's another one. Oh, that'd be all day." Because we sin every day. But that's not how God works. God's a great God and a patient Father. And He keeps blessing us. The Bible says He daily loadeth us with benefits. In Psalm 65. So God is a God who blesses us despite ourselves, doesn't He? And so He says, we all do fade as a leaf. In James 4, the Bible says, what is your life? James 4:14, it's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Well, we all know the vapor doesn't hang around very long. If you're watching a pot boil, which I guess you're not supposed to because then it never boils, but just that puff of vapor, then it's gone. That's our lives from God's perspective. Just a puff of vapor. Look at 1 Peter 1:24. We'll see another verse about this. That we are just like a leaf that fades away very, very quickly. 1 Peter 1:24. The Bible says, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." It's always good to keep things in perspective, isn't it? And that's what this verse is all about. First part of the verse, God wants us to get a perspective about how wicked we are. the middle part of the verse, God wants us to get a perspective on how our righteousness, our righteousnesses earn us nothing. That they're not worthy to earn us heaven. They're not worthy to earn us God's favor. Now, they can earn us rewards, but that's totally different. But we don't earn His favor. We don't become more special than other Christians because of righteousnesses. And then He wants us to get a right perspective on our lives compared to eternity. It's just, that's it. As the Bible says, a twinkling of an eye. We're just like the grass. And it says the glory of man as the flower of grass, which is even shorter than the grass itself as far as time span goes. So, first of all, the Bible says we are all as an unclean thing. God wants us to realize how wicked we truly are and why Jesus had to die and suffer the way He did because of how wicked we are. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. So don't let the devil trick us as Christians into becoming a Pharisee. And there's plenty of Christian Pharisees out there who like to go around judging other Christians based on their special little list. Don't do it. Don't let the devil trick you into it. You just focus on getting right with God yourself. And let other Christians do what they do. And then our lives, God wants us to have right perspective on our lives compared to eternity. It's just like a leaf fading away. And he finishes here in Isaiah 64:6 with this last phrase. Our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. In other words, if it wasn't for salvation in Jesus Christ, our iniquities would take us to hell. There's a verse in chapter 53. Turn back there if you would. Isaiah 53. Most of you know this verse by heart. And again, it's talking about our need for salvation. Because of our iniquities, we need salvation. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Notice it says, gone astray. That's not some of us, that's all of us. Now, after we're saved, our iniquities can still take us away. Not away from heaven, not away from God, heaven and being one of God's children, but they can certainly take us away from having a sweet fellowship with God. As we read in Isaiah 59. The Bible says that God's ear is not heavy, that it cannot hear, neither well, we better look at it because I forget it. Isaiah 59 verse 1. The Lord's hand is not short and it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But, verse 2, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So sin can't take us out of heaven or out of our relationship with God because we're always his child, but sin can affect our fellowship with God to where our prayer lives get hindered. And, of course, as our Father, God might have to chastise us, which we don't want that. So our iniquities, the unsaved, taking them straight to hell. The saved can still take us away from that sweet fellowship with God, take us away from enjoying answered prayer, from enjoying fellowship with the Lord like He desires, and eventually get to the point where God has to deal with us as His child through chastisement. And if that happens, we've brought it on ourselves. It's only because God loves us that He chastises us. Jesus says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So what a power-packed verse. All our righteousness are filthy rags. Let's never forget that. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Let's pray. Thank you.